My co-host this morning is Naima Javani, child development psychologist based at the Human Relations Institute at Knowledge Village. We'll be giving Naima's contact details out in a little while. So Naima, let's go back to the A to Z of child development, and we're at V, and we've been talking about verbal intelligence, but also coming under V is video games. And we talk so much about the negative effects that video games can have on young people, but let's look at some of the benefits of video games.
Sure. So when I sort of, you know, thought of the topic of video games, I'm sort of saying things along computer games, handheld electronic games, the iPad, you know, everything out there in terms of technology. Some of the biggest advantages, they do and can play an educational role. So today, educational institutions are now relying a little bit more on things like computer games, or, you know, to really make education fun and entertaining at
right.
the same time.
So you're reaching children that
Absolutely.
Way because that's what they're already into.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's doing math another way. It's doing English
right.
another way. It's
yeah.
just another way of doing it that's a little bit more creative. Problem-solving skills are huge. You know, this is where the child thinking off its feet, what do I do next? How do I combat my enemy next, for example? All of these are very, very subtle, but still sort of important critical thinking skills that are being built at the same time. And, you know, research has found that all games, even those that have violence, need children to think about ways and methods to reach their goals. You know, it's really strategy in its purest form, teaching them how to plan, how to handle complex situations. Other things, you know, hand-eye motor coordination, that's another way. It's also can be considered a type of physiotherapy in some settings, depending on the skill that the child needs to be able to pick up. We've talked about decision-making, you know, social skills, this ability to take turns, to share, you know, take somebody else's perspective into consideration, put themselves into their character's roles, is working on what psychologists call the theory of mind, the ability to take the perspective, both physical and emotional, of another person. It's all building on your theory of mind. And lastly, creativity.
Mm.
They get ideas, you know, albeit sometimes not very positive ideas, but they do. They get ideas. They're stimulated to a certain extent of looking at slightly different ways of going about things.
Well, for sure. At the end of the day, technology is here to stay, and it's only
yeah.
ever going to become more and bigger and develop even more. And so the generation coming up now, it's their generation, their world. And so it's how what we will see more more and less of. So more and more of kids learning through technology. So you've got kids going into schools, working on iPads. That's their notebook. That literally, you know,
yes.
forget the paper and pen. It's all about the screen and the touchpad and the animations and the interaction you have with this piece of machinery. So taking away from what is the leisure pursuit and the entertainment side of things, but how you're going to keep the teach the children, but also keep the level of academic education up to par of what's been before.
Yeah.
So because it's slightly different what's happening with the brain and the coordination, the brain to hand with a touch screen to
yeah.
what would be handwriting, the thought process, what your brain's actually going through.
Yeah.
So is different. It's a different mechanism happening there.
Yeah, that's a good
so
point.
Some things may get lost along the way, but other things will come into the fore.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, sort of thinking about when you're looking at an iPad, it's very 2D versus with your paper and your traditional pen, you've got a 3D approach. It's very unlikely that sort of, you know, your children are going to be tested using an iPad.
Mm.
You know, at the end of the day, even if they prefer to use the iPad to communicate and, you know, whatever, communicate with the world, they're still going to have to go back to their paper and pen to write these exams. And that's something that children need to be constantly reminded of at the same time. You know, I've got children who say, well, I can BBM my TOEFL result exam.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really do that. It's not on BBM. You're going to have to handwrite this, you
yeah.
know?
You can't spell, can
yes,
you?
No, there's no spell check anymore.
And you don't know how to write a full sentence.
Absolutely. And BBM's not going to correct you when you're not able to put that together very
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Sort of in line with this, parents need to consider what's their role in how much video games, you know, what specifically, just like, this is one of my analogies, is just like the parent would examine the nutritional content of the food that the children are eating. They need to examine the nutritional content of the video games that are being played, or the computer games that are being played, or the apps that are being purchased online. This idea is, you know, go in, play the games with your children so you know exactly what's involved in these games. Be able to show your involvement in this sort of gaming area. Discuss the video content with your actual children. Talk to them about why they want to play this particular game and what they're going to gain from it to a certain extent. And the last thing is, put boundaries on this. You know, if you're really concerned about it and its negative effects, control the amount of time that they're able to spend on these video games.
Certainly airing our listeners there, one saying here, technology is great, but you have to control it. That's from one of our listeners. Similar ones coming in as well. Also here, you need to understand your kids' ability, skills, interest to develop it properly when you're looking at the development of your child. What I found interesting looking at some notes you gave me earlier, what are the advantages of computer games? You touched on this, but when you go a little bit deeper, the idea of understanding history, you can, because of the technology and the animations and the speed, and you can actually be taken to other worlds, past, future, fantasy, which is all great for that kind of understanding factual history, but also, as you said, the creativity, the development of the imagination, business acumen. So even from the earliest days of computer gaming, simulations of business dealings, stock market variances, and make or break deals have enthralled computer game players. It's a great example, isn't it? So you can simulate situations through technology, which you can learn from and then apply them into your everyday life or into your future life as an adult. And here, look, animal care. Children would love to have a dog or a cat or even a horse of their very own, but are not able to. Through technology, you can simulate the idea of having your own cat or puppy, looking after them, playing with them. And all of this is teaching children how to take care of another being.
Yeah, sense of responsibility. No, it is really interesting to consider these. And, you know, amongst it is career guidance, you know, what exactly does it feel like to be a doctor?
Yeah.
Sure, it's not going to be the exact experience, but it will give you a little bit of a flavor of what to expect, you know, and kind of, again, putting yourself in that role, but in a very non-threatening, inexpensive way.
Exactly. So there are lots of benefits, of course, to technology and your child. When we move through the A to Z and we go from V and we move to X, excessive, as in EX, excessive materialism. And we can almost slide the technology over to this as well. But of course, along with many other forms of material wealth or gain or objects, materialism. So are our children becoming too materialistic, excessively so?
Yeah, and that's, and I think particularly in this part of the world where we have access to everything, and you know, that sort of changed over perhaps the last 20 years. Birthday parties have become more expensive.
Yeah.
Gifts for other children have become more expensive
and more extravagant,
and
though
absolutely,
the cost of things, but then what people would expect to be given.
Yeah, and parents feel so much pressure, and you can't really blame them. You know, somebody goes off and has this stellar birthday party at some hotel somewhere, and that's not to say that it's necessarily a bad thing, but then the other parent feels like they have to measure up,
right?
And then what do you say to your children when they're sort of, you know, nagging you by the sides and saying, listen, I understand that this was a really great birthday party and I want to have something that's even better than this.
Goodie bags. That's the other one, isn't it? Goodie bags. What happened to the days where you got like a little lolly and a piece of cake?
A crayon.
Yeah,
lucky.
I'd love to know actually what's been the most extravagant goodie bag at a children's birthday party, you know, for like a 6-year-old. If you would like to share a goodie bag that your child's received for its extravagance, do let us know on 4001. I don't know what could be the most keys to a car in a goodie bag. I don't know.
Goodness. Wow. Suzanne, I think you just kicked that off the ballpark right there. I've heard of sort of pets, fish.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
right.
Little fish tanks.
Oh, my goodness.
Hamsters.
Really?
Being given out.
Oh, dear. No, parents. That's not a good idea.
Yeah.
No, goodness.
I mean, it comes to decide what kind of family member I want to put inside your house.
But there you go. So trying to be more creative, trying to be, and you know, I'm sure and obviously most of the time this is done in good faith. It's about giving your child the best. I can afford it, so why not? And that is a good question. Why not? If the family can afford it, why not be extravagant and show your child how much you love them?
Yeah, and this sort of then begs the question of, am I always proving to my child that I love them and showing my love through materialistic objects? Mm. And that's where it starts to become a little bit more of a problem. So the child is always going to expect this kind of treatment for their entire lives.
Mm. And that's when you get the scenario again, like I said before, the child comes home and says, why is it that we can't have a pony as in the goodie bag at my birthday party? Because, you know, my friend at that party, they had all of that. Why can't we have that?
Yeah.
Why can't we have the big, you know, the three cars or the big pool? Or, you know, it is difficult, isn't it? Very difficult
to answer that sort of question to a certain extent.
Yeah, and for the child to feel like that, because we are in a society where we do have so much, and children are more and more aware of labels and branding and what that, because it's about the monetary value, but what's happening now is it's about saying something about who I am. So it's again back to identity, status, and that surely must mean that I am better than you, or you are better than me because you have those things and I don't.
Yeah, and you know, people that have taken the most advantage of this are companies that are, you know, this rise in consumerism. Companies in the US today spend $17 billion yearly advertising to children, not to the parents, to the actual child, because they're playing on this, you know, emotional sort of, you know, manipulation to a certain extent. I need this. There's absolutely no way I'm going to be able to get through my life if I'm not going to get this toy. And that's something that parents have to keep in mind. What is my child being subjected to in terms of advertising? Can I limit it? Can I change it? Can I perhaps engage them in other activities that's not involving sitting in front of the TV screen, you know, 12 hours a day?
How much is too much for your little angel, for your child? And yeah, and do let us know if you've experienced a very extravagant goodie bag at a children's birthday party. Let us know what was in it.